This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Take some time while you're out this weekend to support Galesburg firefighters or perhaps other firefighters where you live who may be, as they always do, collecting money for muscular dystrophy around the Labor Day weekend. Here in Galesburg, the firefighter responsible for making that happen is TJ Scott, of course, part of the Galesburg Firefighters Association, and he is on the line right now. TJ, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Will. Greatly appreciate it.
From your perspective, first, how long have you been coordinating the efforts here, and what keeps you going in terms of doing it?
This will be my fourth year. Currently, what keeps me going is just helping out the local families that the money raised through MDA, that the families receive the services from the MDA Office Muscular Dystrophy Association. Locally, there's 27 families in the Galesburg area that receive services from that. One family in particular that stops down quite frequently to the station and stays in touch with us is the Lily Parlier family.
Yeah.
Longevity for Lily. They're our big motivator. So they stop down. Lily has spinal muscular atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
For those interested, they can visit their Facebook page, Longevity for Lily, to learn more about that. But it's a great organization. It's a time-honored tradition here at Galesburg Fire Department that everybody gets involved and help out any way that they can. So guys are out there hitting the streets today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Pretty much most of the day, those 3 days, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, 8 a.m. to normally about 5, 6 p.m. at night. So Sunday's a little slow. You get everybody that's already donated, which is greatly appreciated. But Sunday's normally the slow day. Friday's the big day, and Saturday kind of fills the gaps there. It's great to see the community out and about. They do a tremendous amount of donating for the greater good of this organization, and it's quite a testament to the community on how much they do. It says a lot about the Galesburg area, not just Galesburg residents, but the surrounding community. They donate quite a bit of money, and it all goes to muscular dystrophy, every cent of it. So
that's for sure. And we should say, of course, we've talked to the Parlier family a number of times, including a couple of weeks ago here on this program. So I know they're very much appreciative and perhaps in awe of your efforts. But one thing I'm wondering is, obviously, you probably grew up, and I did as well, with the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon on TV for a number of years. It's been a few years since that's kind of unfortunately gone away. Has that made it harder to raise funds, or does the fact that you see a firefighter at an intersection asking for money with their big old boot, that probably doesn't hurt, does it?
No, well, yeah, locally we've actually noticed an increase.
Really?
The last year though, with us losing the intersection at Broad and Carl Sandburg, since there was a stoplight put up, we lost quite a bit just from that intersection alone. But in the past few years, it's been a steady, an average increase every year. Like I said, besides last year, just because of losing the intersection. So we hope to be on track for what we were last year. That's our goal. We have a friendly competition here in Central Illinois. It's called the Golden Boot Award. We have won that since 1997. From what I gather from the guys before me, got a lot more seniority on than I do. They recall starting back up in 1995. And I actually found an article the other day of Galesburg firefighters participating in Fill the Boot back in 1958.
Wow.
I talked to Kenny Olmstead the other day, and he took part in that in 1958. He says it was a tradition that they did back then. So it's really neat to see us do this year after year after year, and everybody just knows Labor Day weekend will be out there. So it's great to get out in the community, see the smiling faces. We thank the public, but the public thanks us for also being out there. And we're doing this for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and we're the ones thanking the public for making the donations to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So
And as much as the public is always willing to help you out year after year, I can't imagine that you find too many firefighters that that don't want to help either, right?
No, no. Everybody, unless they're out of town, they're down here helping. Of course, when we set it up, it's over the Labor Day weekend with mm-hmm. our 24 on, 48 off schedule. Everybody gets in on it. So unless they're out of town, then they're involved in it. So right now we got I got myself plus 12 others helping out right now, and it'll be the same tomorrow and same Monday. So
that's great. So you set up at a couple of, how shall I say, well-traveled intersections and areas of town every year for this, right?
Yep, yeah. We'll be, we normally, since we lost Broaden and Carl Sandburg, obviously that was a very busy intersection. Well, the reason being they put up a stoplight, but we'll be at Lincoln and Losey. We'll be at Veterans and out there by Walmart and Menards.
Great.
And then Knoxburg Drive, I'm sorry. And
that's
then
okay.
We'll be Fremont and Linwood and Losey and Hawkinson. And then there'll be a couple other intersections. I, even though I'm the coordinator, I just leave it up to the guys. Wherever they want to go, they're the ones out there hitting the streets. I'm just tending to them with water and Gatorade and making sure they got enough stickers to hand out.
There you go. So how much, you mentioned that you've pretty much had an increase every year the last couple of years you've been doing this. How much last year were you able to raise, and what are you hoping to raise this year?
Last year we raised $21,986.
Wow.
A combination of between our fill the boot. We had a little bit come in from our water fight event we had during railroad days. We did the same thing again this year. We had our water fights. All the money from that event goes towards the MD, Muscular Dystrophy Association as well. So, mm-hmm. So this year we had about $700 from the water fights, roughly. We had $59 worth of cash donations on that one. All the teams donated their prize money back.
That's great.
We had free will donations from the teams that signed up. We do a free will donation for the sign-up fee. So it's great to see that they're under no obligation to donate the money back, but the every team that won donated their money back, and it was greatly appreciated. So I did some rough figuring, and in the last 20 years, the other day we had our kickoff event where we had Dan Swanson down there.
Yeah.
He did a great speech, and the Parliers came down here, and the Yim family came down here. But I did some figuring in the last 20 years. The Galesburg Fire Department has collected $531,000 for Fill the Boot for MDA.
So, gosh, that must blow your mind, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of people in this, and like I said, this all goes for the citizens that contribute from Galesburg and the surrounding community. Mm-hmm. So we're just the ones that collect the donations, and we send it straight to MDA. The MDA rep comes down. What a lot of people don't realize, though, is the Galesburg Fire Department has ranked as highest as third in the state.
Yeah.
Fire departments for money collected over for MDA. And that's just a huge testament to how caring our community is.
Absolutely. So. All right. Before I run out of time, TJ, if for some reason somebody driving along doesn't see a firefighter out looking to fill the boot, are there other ways that they can donate?
There are, Will. I'm glad you asked. We have our Facebook page. If you go to Galesburg Firefighters Association, there is a link on there. On all our posts this weekend, there will be a link at the bottom of the post, and you can just click on the donate button, and that money goes straight to MDA as well. Just, it's no different than if you were to put a dollar in the boot. Just be online, and Facebook actually sends that money straight to MDA, and they do not take a single percentage out of that, from what I've been told from the MDA rep. So
that's great.
That gives the Galesburg area a credit as there. That way, they can credit that towards our fill the boot amount. And it just goes straight to the Muscular Dystrophy Association, just as if you were to put in the boot. So, because a lot of people now, they're not carrying as much cash they were, and a lot of debit and credit cards usage, and but surprisingly, I mean that. It's just, it doesn't matter if you put a dollar in there or some change, and we've had quite a few people just dump their whole exchange tray out. And I mean, just today alone, we've had over $700 just in change.
Wow.
So, so people apologize. It's like, oh, I have all this, you know, just this change. And that's every little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important thing. So, but like I said, thank you to the community. It does a ton of good for the families with muscular dystrophy. And again, there's 27 families locally that receive services from the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And because there is 43 related muscular debilitating diseases out there, along with ALS, and they're making a lot of progress with the research. That's the other thing, is a lot of this money. I mean, just the facts and figures real quick. 73% goes straight to the program as far as research. 17% mm-hmm. goes back into just general fundraising, like we're doing now, pays for stickers, banners, such as that. And then 9% goes to administrative costs. So a lot of it, I mean, the research alone costs, last time I checked, was $70 a minute. And it's just, they're making a ton of progress on this. They call it the drug pipeline.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, just for example, the spinal muscular atrophy, they have gained a new drug called Spinraza.
Yeah.
And that's been showing quite a bit of help with those with spinal muscular atrophy. So it's really neat to see all the drugs that they have been running trials on and gotten FDA approval on. And not just the drugs, but also the services, the clinics they provide. They may include occupational and respiratory therapy, selective diagnostic tests, and genetic counseling and more. So the Muscular Dystrophy Association is a wonderful organization. So
it sure is. And TJ Scott, Galesburg firefighter, in charge of the local Fill the Boot effort for muscular dystrophy, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for all you're doing for this cause. And as always, thanks for helping keep the community safe, too.
Excellent. Thank you, Will. Greatly appreciate your time. And thanks again to the community.
And we will share the Galesburg Firefighters Fill the Boot online fundraiser on WGIL's Facebook page here in just a couple of moments as well. Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.